This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, IA, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, this is kind of interesting. Infrastructure bills are now funding some driver ed courses across the country, right?
That's what we hear, yes.
Now, one of the courses it's funding, are you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Is the instruction on what to do when you get stopped by the police.
That's right. That's evidently what it contains. It also talks about legal rights of individuals, how to file a complaint or a compliment, as it were, to a police officer. But yeah, this is quite interesting stuff. Typically, Captain, you know, when we're growing up, we're supposed to learn how to act when the police pull you over.
Yeah, okay. And let's take a call here. We got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning.
Hello. My name is Rick, and I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida. And I just wanted to bring up to your attention that Aaron Tippin made a song by that name, too.
Yeah,
Ain't
he did.
Ain't Nothing Wrong with the Radio.
Yeah, he did. And that was done after Ray Carlisle did his. He did his first, and Aaron copied it. Yep.
And, okay, I got you.
All right, thanks.
All right, I just wanted to bring that to your attention. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And it's true. And there was another one even done after that. Shoot, I can't remember who it was. There's a third one. There's three versions of it.
Mm-hmm. Ain't Nothing Wrong with My Radio.
Yep.
Kind of
yeah. 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 And of course, that's called Rooster Cruise in that one. That's the original one.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, who knows? Okay. Now, Jen Psaki, did you hear her talking about Obama's birthday bash?
Oh, sure.
She says, well, his birthday bash is all about what new steps the CDC will allow so people can have, indoor settings and, he'll be doing whatever following the CDC guidelines up there. Well, I think we already heard somebody somewhere along the line said that damn the torpedoes full speed ahead. They weren't wearing masks.
Well, yeah, there's going to be 475 confirmed guests that we know of. 200-plus staff are going to be there. Evidently, guests will have to be tested for COVID-19.
Right.
But here we go again. You know, it's they can kind of do what they want to do, I guess. You know,
the only people,
work.
The only people, as I understand it, that will be wearing masks are the servers.
Probably so. Yes,
yep. Exactly. Other than that, nobody.
Yep.
So here we go. What's good for the goose isn't good for the gander.
Well, no, and obviously, you know, this is, you know, it's the 60th birthday of Barack Obama, so, you know, neither COVID-19 nor hell or high water will make all that not happen like that. So evidently they're going to do it.
Now, the White House said yesterday that President Biden was exploring legal options on the eviction moratorium. He's trying to find out what he's able to do at his end of things, if anything. But, again, the legal experts that I keep hearing from are telling me that it's got to be done by Congress. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't have the votes.
She doesn't have the votes. And, of course, back in 2020, the CDC made that mandate about the eviction moratorium, but they're operating under something that's called the Public Health Service Act, and there is some good debate, and even a federal judge had argued that the CDC does not have the authority to come out and make these kinds of moratoriums, but there's the idea that somehow the CDC is saying that, well, if people are evicted out of their homes, then they're going to be gathering in other places, and it's a pandemic, et cetera, et cetera. But there's some real concern, though, Captain. How can a government agency like this simply be able to create policy literally on the fly? And, again, it should be for Congress. And, yeah, shame on Nancy Pelosi if she can't get it done.
By the way, we just heard from another foreign country we haven't heard from in a while. Sam the Paper Man just sent me a direct message. Says, you go, Rooster Man, digging it, Captain. Thank you. You made my night.
Oh, very nice. Sam the Paper Man.
Yeah, okay. Well, way to go, Sam. We're glad we made your night. Okay. Now, moving along, this is nuts. Okay, this is nuts. The NIH director, again, talking about the Delta variant, says, well, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea if all the parents and all the people at home wore masks inside the house, especially the children under 12 years old, so that they wouldn't come down with the variant. I heard that, and I didn't know what to, I was so mad when he said it. I didn't know if I should bust the TV in half or just say, no, I don't want to buy another one. All right, hold that thought. No, I'm serious. This is crazy. Crazy stuff going on here, folks. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Larry Elder, where are you at? I'm going to get Larry Elder in the mix.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
And thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, and people have been sending us direct messages off the website. We appreciate that. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. You'll see where it says send us a message, and it comes right to us. Now, that being said, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow and Mike Lindell. And I've got the commercial that Mike Lindell made that Fox wouldn't play. So you listen to this, and you tell me where this is offensive to anybody, because in my opinion, it's not. So here we go, Mike Lindell.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Now, the amazing thing about this, folks, is that Mike Lindell has that commercial, which is being played on, I guess, Newsmax. I've seen it there, One American News Now. Fox is not playing it. It's on the Internet on various different places, and it's on the different radio show endorsers that are endorsing his product. And, Kyle, what did that ad say on it?
Well, wait a minute. There you go. What did that ad say in it?
Well, it had the 800 number, which is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And then also it had the promo code CAPTAIN.
Yep, that's my promo code for my endorsements that I do. And we appreciate him very much doing that. And, folks, again, you can go to frankspeech.com for the symposium on August the 10th, 11th, and 12th, 72 hours. It's going to be streaming. So once they finish the first broadcast, it'll turn around and broadcast again and again and again and again and again for 3 days. And they'll be doing 8 hours on the 10th, 8 hours on the 11th, 8 hours on the 12th. And it's going to be very interesting, the information you're going to see there. But, again, frankspeech.com. And then you'll see the advertisement there for save money on all the different MyPillow products. And the promo code is CAPTAIN. The phone number, if you want to call in an order, is 800-641-5459. It's that simple. And, of course, you can always go to MyPillow.com. But there are some additional savings at FrankSpeech.com that you won't get over at MyPillow. So I guess I made that clear, right, Kyle?
I think so, yeah.
All right. And I'm looking forward to seeing what it is that he has to say, because I did not find anything at all offensive about that ad, so I don't know what the hell Fox was all upset about.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Absolutely.
Now, just to repeat what I said, because somebody during the break didn't quite understand what I meant about the NIH director, that's the National Institute of Health. Dr. Fauci works for them, one of their divisions. And the Delta variant, we know, is capable of causing some serious illness in children and people that haven't been vaccinated and whatnot. We get that. We understand that. If you've been vaccinated, the chances of getting very sick are slim and none. We get that, too. That's not what's being accurately reported, though, but we are accurately reporting it here. And then the NIH director had the audacity to say, well, you know, we got children under 12. Everybody should be wearing a mask inside the house at home just to make sure. And that's nuts.
Well, yeah, exactly. This is Dr. Francis Collins from the NIH, I believe. And later on Tuesday, we understand that he wanted to walk back some of those comments by saying that he had garbled his own message. He's saying that parents who live in areas that have high transmission rates and have been vaccinated should still mask in public indoor settings and so forth, but he says no need to mask at home. I think there was a pretty big outcry at what he had said.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of an outcry, found out about something else yesterday at the college campuses. A new study shows that there's more diversity, more equity, and more inclusion staff than there are history professors at the average college campus, which means, once again, they're not being taught history, American history. They might be being taught black history or something, but American history is not one of the courses that's being taught anymore.
Well, and I'll say this. I think probably because the thrust now is in teaching people the way that they want them to be vis-a-vis society.
With the woke culture.
With the woke culture, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they're, because, Captain, people who truly learn history, people who are immersed in it, they have a perspective. They think for themselves. But that's not what some of these people want. That's why that I'm not surprised that this ratio is so completely upside down. And the wokeness of it all. And you know something, Captain, something occurred to me the other day. You know, they're trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do with the woke culture, but I'll say this. There's no liberty in wokeness. There's no liberty at all. There's liberty in knowledge. There's liberty in information. There's liberty in being able to think for yourself.
Yeah. Well, here's one for you. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized a brand new antibody cocktail as a measure to prevent infection in some groups of people who were exposed to the Chinese virus, the pathogen that causes COVID-19, the CCP virus, they call it. The FDA announced that it had revised its emergency use authorization for Regen Cove, Regen Cove, a treatment consisting of jointly administered carishma and indivermab, and I know I butchered both of those words because they're spelt in the hieroglyphics, expanding its use beyond the treatment of patients who test positive for the virus. Now, while the product remains authorized for treating confirmed COVID-19 patients over the age of 12 who are at high risk of severe illness, the agency said the drug combo can now be given to high-risk groups as a measure after exposure to prevent progression of the disease. So how about that?
Very interesting, yes. Interesting indeed.
And the antibody treatment is only authorized for use in people who have been exposed to the Chinese Communist Party virus, not as a pre-exposure preventative measure, according to the FDA.
Very interesting, yeah.
It's called Regen Cove.
Right, right. And you know, we're hearing about other stuff, too. These TV commercials that have been on recently talking about the monoclonal antibodies and this kind of stuff. Isn't that what they talked about with President Trump? I thought that was some crackpot theory back then.
Well, this kind of sounds like what the president took, because it says the trial found 81% an 81% reduction in confirmed symptomatic COVID-19 cases, active cases, in people testing negative at the start of the study who had household contact with people who were infected with the virus and then became infected themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is very interesting because, again, a lot of the stuff that we knew about many, many, many months ago and was all poo-pooed because it came from Donald Trump or Donald Trump mentioned it or this kind of thing. And now we're finding out a lot of this stuff is really, you know, on point. It actually helps people.
Yeah. Now, our governor here in Florida, God bless him, Ron DeSantis, is strongly reiterating his vow not to impose a mask mandate on any business with restrictions at all, despite the spike in the COVID-19 cases. Because, again, what I just told you, where that's coming from to begin with, it's not people that are vaccinated in the state of Florida. And if anybody tells you it is, they're lying.
Well, right, of course. But of course, at the same time, you know, the state imposing something is different than a private business, basically a venue wanting to have that kind of restriction.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Now the cruise ships are starting to do some test cruises out of South Florida over to the Bahamas and whatnot, short cruises. You know about that, right?
Right. Yeah, they're doing the test.
Okay, well, I got to make this real quick because we're coming to a break. They just had to turn one of the cruise ships around because they had two dozen people plus that tested positive for coronavirus on the ship, and that infected just about, well, everybody on the ship could be infected as a result of that. Nice going, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A police officer died after being stabbed Tuesday during a burst of violence at a transit station outside the Pentagon, law enforcement officials told NBC News. Chief Woodrow Kuss of the Pentagon Force Protection Agency says the incident happened late Tuesday morning.
About 10:37 a.m., a Pentagon police officer was attacked on the Metro bus platform. Gunfire was exchanged, and there were several casualties. The incident is over. The scene is secure. And most importantly, there's no continuing threat to our community.
Congress will award congressional gold medals to the U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement officers who helped protect the Capitol on January 6th after a Senate vote on Tuesday. The Senate passed the bill awarding the medals via unanimous consent. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bring more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to The Captain's America Third Watch. Before I go back over to Kyle Warren, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance, they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. Currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, they can insure the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your car insurance with your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance, or even your condo insurance. That's where you save money. So do that. Check them out. Geico, GEICO.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, yesterday at this time, we were talking about the eviction moratorium. We were talking about Joe Biden trying to figure out ways to do whatever, which he was. And then late last night, and this is something that, you talk about overstepping your bounds. The CDC made the announcement that they were suggesting and they were going to go back to the eviction moratorium and stretch it out to October the 3rd. But the CDC has no authority to be able to change policy. They can only make suggestions. So it was the government, Biden administration, with the recommendation of the CDC, that they continue the moratorium until October the 3rd.
Well, and again, you know, the question is how much farther can this can get kicked down the road.
Well, you got to think of the landlords here now, because now what's going on is the landlords are in a position where they're going to lose their property, and if they lose their property, everybody in those apartments that's living there are going to be out anyway.
Well, they would be out anyway, exactly. And obviously, there's a lot of money that's been set aside or passed through these bills that will supposedly pay the back rent for some people. You have to qualify.
$40 billion plus sitting there as of yesterday. We told everybody, get a hold of your congressman. They know how to get this money. They'll help you with it. They'll send you in the right direction if you need to have help on your rent.
Right.
And I said rent. I didn't say homeowners.
Right, exactly. That's a different deal.
That's right. It is a different deal.
Yeah, but the issue, of course, is, well, then October the 3rd is going to be here before you know it, and then what's going to happen after that? Well, we have these spiking of cases, and this is the percentage, and so we've got to keep doing that. And, you know, people are just asked the question, you know, how long can that go? Is the government going to pay rent forever?
Yep. Now, how about the McCloskeys in Missouri? What happened there yesterday?
Well, they got pardoned by the Missouri governor.
Yeah, and they are also working on getting their record expunged, which they can do because of the charges that were put up against them. So it'll be like they never even got arrested.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And we had a person call in a little while ago, and I forgot to mention it in the last segment, but he was concerned about cars having to pay like a road use tax, like back in the old days, the trucks had to pay so much a mile to travel the highways, and they had these little tax plates that they bought. TMT tag was what we had in New York State, and you had to keep track of the miles you ran in the state, and then you got charged so many cents per mile, and the only way that you could save on the tax was if you bought enough fuel to cover the tax.
Well, I mean, this is, again, this kind of thing is going to continue, one would think. It's definitely, you know, part of this thing about, you know, we've got to get these cars off the road. You know, but, well, I guess what we need, Captain, is more high-speed rail, you know, that kind of stuff. At least that's what they'll tell you.
Now, your buddy and mine, Bernie Sanders, right, because you do a great Bernie Sanders impression, right?
Right, yeah. I've been known to do that, yeah.
He said, human infrastructure is more important than roads and sidewalks and bridges.
Well, of course. You know, and poor Bernie, you know, I think he sort of drank the Kool-Aid a long time ago when he lauded the Soviet Union and so forth. We could go on and on. But, you know, Captain, I don't know, does he really believe all this stuff, or is he just saying this because, you know, this helps to sort of, you know, get the ball down the field for socialism as he looks at it? I think he's just saying this kind of stuff, you know, because obviously, you know, the idea is that, hey, you know, there's, you know, we got to fix the roads. That's fine, but yet what they want to do, the Bernieites or whatever want to do, is they want to do something entirely different. They want to redo the entire structure of the United States.
Yeah, they do, and unfortunately, that's just not going to happen. At least not on my watch, and not on your watch either. But Bernie's dreaming about a lot of things. They're throwing everything that they can up against the wall to see what's going to stick. That's what they're doing, and we get it. We understand it. All right, well, here's something that we haven't mentioned till now. The House GOP is reporting that after the lab leak at the Wuhan lab, that it's possible the Wuhan military games may have been the spreader that spread the virus globally.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, obviously, you know, something happened, and trying to backtrack through it is one of the most important things that we can do. We know a lot of evidence has obviously been destroyed at some point or another, but, you know, trying to put all the pieces together, connecting the dots, that's the most important thing. Because, Captain, you know, otherwise people are going to be sitting around wondering, when's the next horrible virus that we haven't seen in 5,000 years, you know, come back? Or is it the more plausible thing that this was put together somewhere and it got out?
Well, that's all true. Now, the other thing is, we talked about this female troop, the two female troopers. Now, one of them that Cuomo allegedly harassed and groped only had 3 years of experience, and she needed to have more than that to guard the governor. There was a policy in place where they had to have more than, I said that wrong, she had to have more than 3 years experience. She did not have that length of time, but he liked her. She was good looking, had a good figure, and he chose her for that reason. And that's one of the ones that I told you about, and I'm not going to be any descriptive, but he got into a situation with her, and she reported him to her supervisors.
Right, exactly. So, again, all this goes into the mix in the investigation, and the report is very damning. You know, people, they deserve their day in court. There's no doubt about that. That's our system. But this report is so bad, I can't imagine how he survives in the short term politically, not the least of which possible pending criminal charges and then civil suits as well.
All right. Now, a couple things militarily and in the world of the war on terror. More attacks are continuing, and they're speeding up in Afghanistan by the Taliban. The Taliban, as we get closer to pulling our troops out of Afghanistan, are trying to take control of more of these provincial capitals and take control of the country. They want control. They're going to get control. There's no doubt in my mind about it. But they're really going at this big time right now.
Very much so. And, of course, the big question is, what does that mean for harboring terrorists and terror groups with global reach? It's going to be, a place where they will have a safe haven again, unfortunately.
Yeah. And then we had a report yesterday. The British Navy believed a ship may have been hijacked off the United Arab Emirates coast. What's that all about?
Well, that's exactly right. Originally, it was reported as a possible accident, and then it became quickly, essentially, that it was a potential hijack. We don't have a whole lot of other details about it. It is a ship that is owned by an Emirati Free Zone-based Glory International. They have not made any comment that we're aware of, at least as of late Tuesday. But this is definitely something that, again, exacerbates or points up, I should say, the tensions with Iran and going through the Straits of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman.
And what is it that we're getting ready to do with Iran again?
Well, we've got to make their nuclear deal. You know, that's
But they don't want to have anything to do with it, right?
Right.
So instead, they're ratcheting up their actions there, and they're doing a little probing here, a little probing there. Now, they did fire, we believe it was Iran anyway, fired a drone, a missile from a drone at a smaller Israeli-owned tanker. And hit the bridge and killed two people that were on the bridge.
Well, you know, Captain, these kinds of things, they're really acts of war. I mean, I come to
they are an act of war.
Yeah,
and then the United States Navy had to go out and literally tow the ship in.
Yeah.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more Captain America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway Bible Report. Coming up again, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, yeah, that's Don and Don up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way. And this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, as always, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J out there, the nation's largest truck stop chain. Pull in there, find out why. Find out why you can also join the Drivers Club. Get points for the fuel that you buy, the food you buy, the supplies that you buy in the trucker store, and then use them later just like as if it's money to get discounts on stuff. And you also got the catalog there in the trucker store. All right, here's the number two most requested song. You're going to recognize it.
Dry.
telling you what, Kyle, I can play that song all night long.
No, that is one you could do that with. A lot of miles, 1989, amazing song.
Absolutely, positively. All righty, well, I'm going to turn the weather over to you, so go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Okay, out west tonight, folks, so we're still looking at the flash flood watches. That's mostly in northern New Mexico. You've got air quality alerts in Denver all the way up towards Fort Collins as well. Most of the northern half of Wyoming still with the air quality alert, dissipating now in some parts of eastern Montana, but Bozeman, Helena, Missoula still under those air quality alerts from the fires. Heat advisories up near Coeur d'Alene and Spokane. We've also got fire weather watches in southern Oregon. Of course, that's also where the Bootleg fire is burning, but also through most of western Nevada. In Las Vegas, if you walk outside right now on the Las Vegas Strip, it's 95 degrees, and it's going to be in the high 100s. Probably, it looks like on Wednesday, well, 112, so that's not super bad, at least not 120, but obviously it's going to be hot. This is going to go all the way through into southern Arizona and most of Southern California as well, also under excessive heat watches tonight, Captain, as is part of Northern California with the fire weather warning. Of course, gusty winds. Be careful if you have high-profile vehicles.
Now, I'm going to stay west of the Mississippi River for a second here. Minnesota, the northern part of Minnesota, Twin Cities north up to the Canadian border from the North Dakota line all the way over to Canada and the Michigan Upper Peninsula. You've got poor air quality there. You've also got poor air quality northern part of Wisconsin to include Madison towards Wisconsin, towards, let's see, towards Minnesota on 94 and then up towards Green Bay. It settles out down below Madison to where everything's all right. Got a little bit of poor air quality in the Kansas City, Kansas, and Missouri area. The Dallas Metroplex down there in Texas. Got some patchy fog coming up out of McAllen all the way to Houston, on and off, all the way up through there. Got a little bit of more fog from New Orleans over until you run into the rain, which the rain right now is going to be over around Mobile. And then it's going to jump, skip a little bit over to about Destin, Florida, and find its way all the way across I-10 to Lake City and Live Oak and right there to the Georgia line, and then all the way down about 20 or 30 miles inland from the Gulf all the way down to Citrus County. And that's where the rain is at, as well as up the East Coast tonight. The northern part of North Carolina, rains move there. It's up there around Chesapeake Bay, and then you got some fog going up I-95, so keep all of that in mind, if you will. That's what we're looking at. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Yeah, by the way, I think LJ just chimed in the chat room.
She did.
What'd she say?
She said, Black Velvet, the best. She says, hi, Captain and Kyle. Good listening tonight.
Yeah.
So thank you so much to LJ.
Yeah, and thank you, LJ. We appreciate that. By the way, when you come, it's out there, kiddo. All right. Kyle, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, and we'll be right back. Let's see here. Let me switch the dial here. Let me go over here. We got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you. A very busy news night tonight.
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Yep. Now, I'm going to start with this because just to get this out of the way, the House GOP yesterday released a report about the lab leak. Again, we keep finding out more information, bits and pieces. They said that in Wuhan, China, they had a military games where they had military members that came, and it was kind of like the Olympics, if you will, with the military. And that those people, when they disbanded and went all around the country and all around the world, because some of them went to their stations, wherever they were at, may have spread the virus globally.
Well, that event happened, and some of those that participated reported an illness.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. That's not news.
Okay, well, it was news according to where it came from because somebody finally reported it. I guess it was the Republicans. They finally came out and said something. Who knows? But anyway, there's just so much stuff going on. But, of course, we're going to be spending quite a bit of time on the Cuomo thing, because I got all kinds of information there about that. But the other story I want to get out there before we go to the top of the hour break is the Missouri governor pardoning the McCloskeys.
Very happy for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, he's running for Senate. But, yes, I'm very happy for that.
And I don't know how he's going to do, because there was a congressman last night that announced that he was running for Senate, Billy something or another. I didn't catch the last name, but he was he had a big old southern drawl, so there you go. And, by the way, the eviction moratorium, according to the CDC, they recommended that it be extended till October the 3rd, and I guess Biden went ahead and did it.
They don't have the authorization to do that.
I thought it had to go through the Congress. It had to be like...
Right. They are not authorized.
Okay, so they did it. I wonder if anybody's going to challenge them.
Well, it'll be constitutionally challenged. It should be. But they are not a governing, lawful body to make that determination.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, they're up to their eyeballs again in doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing. We know that. Apparently that's not going to change anytime soon.
The CDC can make recommendations.
Right.
You know, to the executive branch or to the legislative branch, but they don't make... lawful decision.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with the top after the top of the hour, the news and all that great stuff from your stations. Get a chance to pay some of their bills. More with Denise Simon. Then we're going to get into Cuomo. We're going to get into some other things that are going on. Yep, yep, yep. Governor Cuomo. Will he be governor much longer? We'll try to vendor a guess here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.